Thank you, members of the committee. This is an amazing testimony to civil society in America that an issue that has been tense and divisive for this long can result in the civilized comments we've had on both sides here. But it's no secret that American faith and confidence in our governing institutions is reached a historic low. And there is basis for this, and here there is a lack of confidence in this process, the SEC and the DOE process here. People feel that this process is slanted in favor of the applicant, and there is basis for that. And I'll just give you two examples for the basis for this sensation that this is a slanted process which has a known outcome or a predictable outcome. Number one, conspicuous example, the applicant has testified this evening that they have requested use, quote unquote, requested use for a portion of the land on which the project is to be built. So they don't control that land. They've testified that as such this evening. Now, if I'm a real estate developer, and if I had gone before a planning board with a project, and I were to build a shopping mall, as I have in the past, and I were to say, I've requested use of the land in your town, over which you have oversight, to build this project, the project would never even receive a hearing. So that's problem number one. They don't control the land. And therefore, you should delay this entire process until the applicant proves to you that they own or control the land. Item number two, that is a very substantial basis for the perception this is a slanted process. You hear claims that this will save money. And there are numbers associated with these claims as to the amount of money that would be saved. And yet we also hear that there is no business relationship with numbers attached. The power purchase agreement has either not been disclosed or does not exist. However, these numbers that are a basis for the projected savings must, by definition, be predicated on at least assumptions as to the power purchase price and the prevailing price of electricity otherwise without the project. Let's see those numbers. Again, a basis for the lack of public confidence in this process. So, and there's reasonable basis for not trusting the applicant. This applicant projected to us that their Meramec station, their Bow power plant conversion with the scrubber was going to be a big savings, and the cost would be X. The cost turned out to be 2X, and the ratepayers got stuck with that added cost. So again, there's a basis for lack of confidence in the process. So an idea, a solution idea. Obviously, people would much more readily accept this project if it were entirely buried. The incremental cost for that burial could be paid for. This is just an idea, creative idea. The applicant could voluntarily go to FERC and say, we will take a market rate of return, a risk-appropriate market rate of return on the project, and that would compensate for all or a good deal of the incremental cost of burying the power line. What would be a market rate for the appropriate risk associated with this, because it's a guaranteed return? 6 or 7%, not 11.07. Thank you very much.